Good morning, good people. It is 16th December 2020. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 45, verses 6 to 8, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 7, verses 19 to 23. We are saved by God and God alone. At times, we begin to believe people more than God. There is no match for God, and no one replaces God in our life. Yet we try replacing God with so many trivial things and people we have fallen in love with. Cyrus, the king of Persia, was used by God as an instrument of God. Even for the church, church is not God, but a visible sign of God's presence and sacrament. So many people come into our lives to reaching out at a time of need. We need to be grateful for the sender of the people and gifts, that is God. In today's reading, the prophet Isaiah assures that God holds the key to everything. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 22. We forget the nearness of God in our lives and we look for help elsewhere. The Advent is the time to turn to God who comes close to us. The responsorial psalm praises, "Send victory like dew, you heavens, and let the clouds rain it down." Isaiah chapter 45 verse 8. The disciples of John the Baptist wanted to know the identity of Jesus. To believe Jesus, we need to be familiar with his healing acts in our life and around and acknowledge them duly. Jesus rephrases the messianic prophecy of Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 2 and answers them. Yes, Jesus is the one we are all waiting for. We can experience him so visibly in the poor, the blind, the lame, the lepers, the deaf, the dead, and in proclaiming the good news. As we are eagerly waiting to celebrate the nativity of Jesus, let us liberate people around us as an expression of our faith in Jesus. We can understand it easily with the words of Saint Mother Teresa, quote, "Whoever the poorest of the poor, they are Christ for us, Christ under the guise of human suffering," unquote. May we recognize the presence of God in others and duly acknowledge God who reveals in Jesus. Have a lovely day. God bless you.